Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. A big night at the Oscars for Everything, Everywhere, All at Once.
Everything, Everywhere.
Harrison Ford with the Best Picture announcement at the 95th Academy Awards. Everything, Everywhere, All at Once, winning the most Oscars, 7, as well as Best Actress for Michelle Yeoh.
And ladies, don't let anybody tell you you are ever past your prime.
It also won Best Supporting Actress for Jamie Lee Curtis, Best Supporting Actor for Ki-Hui Kwan. The only acting award Everything Everywhere didn't win was Best Actor. That went to The Whale's Brendan Fraser.
I'm so grateful to you. Good night.
And no one was slapped. Backstage at the Oscars, Jason Athenson, ABC News, Hollywood.
The U.S. government taking extraordinary steps this weekend to try and avoid a potential banking crisis following the collapse of Silicon Valley Bank last week. The federal government is assuring depositors they'll be able to access all of their money soon. It's also trying to find a buyer for the bank, but those efforts have been unsuccessful so far. At least 8 migrants are dead after 2 boats overturned off the coast of San Diego. This is ABC News. It's been 3 years since the World Health Organization declared COVID-19 a global pandemic. The virus isn't gone, but the public health emergency status here in the U.S. will soon end.
As new infections, hospitalizations, and deaths continue to fall, the government is looking ahead toward lifting the COVID public health emergency this May. Dr. Richard Besser, president and CEO of the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, says it doesn't mean COVID is over.
Not that there won't continue to be transmissions, but the emergency status of that has changed.
As fewer COVID infections mean they're no longer overwhelmed, hospitals will begin to provide COVID care as they do other treatments.
The way that's done becomes part of how we handle all the other infections that we face every day.
Dave Packer, ABC News.
Police in Moldova, which borders Ukraine, say they foiled a plot by Russian-backed actors who were meant to cause mass unrest during a protest against the country's new pro-Western government. Police say an undercover agent infiltrated the group. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
The Ides of March, the day that Caesar was killed, and it's the final day for you to make a killer deal.
March 15th.
That's right, March 15th is your last day to take advantage of our biggest sale. We're slashing prices on our premium sponsorships up to 50%.
Tie your business message and phone number into our hourly weather forecasts and get results.
But you must hurry.
This spectacular offer ends March 15th. Log on to civicmedia.us/weather now. That's civicmedia.us/weather.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Wasn't reminded of Gene of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
Wasn't reminded Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Hey, Dad, your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can, making sure they're safe and comfortable. But it's just as important that you take some time for yourself. At AARP, we can help with information and useful tips on how you can maintain a healthy life balance, care for your own physical and mental well-being, and manage the challenges of caring for a loved one. Because the better care you take of yourself, the better care you can provide for your loved one.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you.
You're there for them. We're here for you. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Mama, what does the chicken say?
Chicken. Oh, okay.
And a wolf?
Oh, a wolf. Ooh!
What about the tiny dog? Cat. Aww. Owl.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Dolphin? What does the turkey say?
Whale.
To the giraffe.
Giraffe, really? Okay. Giraffe.
You're not gonna get it all right. Just make sure you nail the big stuff, like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Get it right.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
It's a whole new game with the Civic Media Network and our local stations carrying coverage of Marquette men's basketball in the Big East Conference Tournament. The number one seeded Golden Eagles continue to march through with a quarterfinal win, moving on to a semifinal game this Friday at 5:30 p.m. Catch all the action on WXCO 1230 a.m., 98.9 FM in Wausau. Marquette basketball in the Big East Tournament on this local Civic Media radio station, or wherever you're a fan, find WXCO on the Civic Media app.
Keeping the Fox Valley connected, informed, and entertained, this is Civic Media. News and talk up, down, and all around the Fox Valley, Civic Media.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
The fact is that the Speaker of the House has been, he's a very conservative guy and he has even more conservative group with him. But he and I met early on. He said, what are we going to do about the budget? And I said, well, let's make a deal. Let's meet. I said, I'm going to introduce my budget on the 9th of March. You introduce yours and we'll sit down and we'll go line by line. And we'll go through it, see what we can agree on and what we disagree on, and then fight it out in the Congress. So I want to make it clear, I'm ready to meet with the Speaker anytime, tomorrow, if he has his budget. Lay it down, tell me what you want to do, I'll show you what I want to do, see what we can agree on, what we don't agree on, let's see what we vote on.
And it's 7 minutes after the hour on the Stephanie Miller Show. I'm Jody Hamilton sitting in for Ms. Miller. John Fuglesang coming up at the bottom of the hour, 323-410-0458. So that was the President.
Throwing it down.
Throwing down the gauntlet. Literally yesterday, there was a story that says Republicans are blaming Joe Biden for why they haven't written a budget yet.
What?
It's not up to him.
No. Do your own work.
Yeah, do your work. It's their job, first off, to write a budget. It's not his job to write a budget.
Right.
He's not allowed to do that by law. Mm-hmm. It's not unconstitutional. Right. He can give his ideas, his blueprint, what he would like them to do, mm-hmm. but what he says is...
It's their job.
It's their job to write a budget and then send it to the Senate, and they approve it, and then if the president likes it, then he signs it.
Right.
And
Kevin McCarthy's been busy, like, giving tapes to Tucker Carlson,
yeah.
authorizing all of these investigations.
Right.
I mean, Lord knows what Marjorie Taylor Greene does to him in the dungeon.
Exactly, exactly. It's very funny because McCarthy, speaking about it, what the president just said, McCarthy literally said, we're going to do a budget in April, but unfortunately the president's so late with his budget, it delays our budget.
What?
No, it doesn't.
The president said he was going to unveil his budget on March 9th.
Yeah.
He said that a while back.
Right. A while ago. They knew. And he's been talking to them. They know. All they have to do is listen to the State of the Union address. They know what he wants to overhaul. And his budget, by the way, progressives are loving it. So,
yes.
as they should. Because, you know, I remember when he was running and everybody's, oh, he's too middle of the road. And I'm like, he will be FDR. You give him legislation that is progressive, he will sign it.
Yeah.
He will.
Well, what's fun about him coming out with this progressive budget, too, is it's a very populist budget.
Yes.
And people like
what's in it.
And so it's going to be very hard for Republicans to come back and say, no, we can't do this and we don't want to do that. What are Republicans going to be for? What are they going to fund?
Well, the thing is Mitch McConnell, who, by the way, has a concussion, he's going to be in the hospital for probably through the weekend just to be safe. So we wish him a speedy recovery. We do. Don't be Louise's. So part of his points were to slash the deficit by $3 trillion over the next decade.
Mm-hmm.
Achieving that would be a minimum 25% tax on the wealthiest 0.01% of Americans. I would love to be in that group. Raise my taxes. If I were in that group of people, I wouldn't even notice that.
Right.
You know, you really wouldn't. And the corporate tax would rise from less than 10% on average now to 28%, which is nothing.
Nothing for a corporation.
Nothing. Basically, it would reverse the tax cut that Trump put into place.
And considering what the average person pays.
I know. Oh, including sales tax,
yeah.
FICA, everything, mm-hmm. their payroll taxes plus income taxes. Are you kidding? Now, he's also proposing to raise taxes on those earning more than $400,000 a year to ensure that Medicare, in particular, mm-hmm. is funded and remains solvent. Now, again, if I could earn more than $400,000 a year, I would be fine with that tax hike.
Yeah.
Even in California, where that's almost a joke income anymore. Hey, you know you live in California when you make $250,000 a year and you can't buy a house. But by the same token, that's a lot of money. Most people do not make that kind of money in this country. So I wish I did. And they're going to hike, basically what the funding is they're just going to hike the Medicare tax from 3.8 to 5% for those people earning over $400,000 a year. It's not that much. And you're helping everybody
right.
in that instance. He just wants people who are making really good livings to pay their fair share. And I'm all for it. And I think most
yes.
people are. And anybody that's making that kind of living and is mad about it, I can't say the words that are floating around
yeah.
in my head about you. And so Mitch McConnell said before he fell down, he said, massive tax increases, more spending will not see the light of day. I'm sorry, but y'all spent us. They keep spending.
Mm-hmm.
Tax yep. cuts don't help. They
exactly.
literally, there's only so much that rich people can do.
Right.
There's only so many things they can buy because it's like one person can only buy so many pairs of pants. So many gallons of milk, you know what I mean? If you're super wealthy, you're still only buying what you need, really. I mean, they do buy stupid boats and stuff that they don't necessarily, they want.
Right.
But
and have you seen some of these closets? They buy unlimited numbers of pants.
Well, my mom had a really big closet. really big. But she grew up with a small, the bathroom
well, sure.
was their closet.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
you know, she literally lived in a room about this big
uh-huh.
for 14 years. So. You know,
yep.
the bed never went back in the wall.
Wait a minute. The Murphy bed never worked?
No, it did. It just never went back up. It was always down.
Oh, okay.
That's where Nanny slept. And then Mom slept on the couch.
Okay.
From the time she was 7 till she was 21.
All right. So. At Wilcox and Yucca?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hollywood Arms.
Yeah.
The name of the place.
It's still there.
It is still there. It still stands.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Exactly. It's right across the street from what used to be the Goldfingers bar I used to hang out in.
Mm-hmm. Now it's a liquor store.
No, there's a liquor store. Playboy Liquors next door to what used to be the nightclub.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yep. this is the Reaganomics has not worked. It's been proven not to work. And mm-hmm. finally, the rest of us are realizing it.
Right.
It's taken 40 years to realize that trickle down doesn't work. I mean, George H.W. Bush said so. It was mm-hmm. voodoo economics. He was right. It's just the Republicans have been playing this game
right.
for so long and trying to convince people that are making an average at best living,
mm-hmm.
saying, yes, tax cuts for the wealthy are going to help you, and we're waking up. It's taken too long, but we are waking up to this. And I think, you know, hi, 24 is coming, kids. Let's reelect Joe Biden.
Yep.
Give him 62 people in the Senate, even though the map is really hard.
Right.
Let's give him 62 people in the Senate so we would never have to worry about anybody. And give the Hakeem Jeffries our next speakership and give him 30 or 40 people so that he doesn't have to worry either. And then we can get things like this done.
I think right now the Republicans are doing a really good job of finding Hakeem Jeffries, the Democrats he needs to take back control of Congress.
You're correct. Thank you, Chris.
You're welcome.
That was.
We have a tweet question.
Okay.
From Robert Myers, the paper Jody reading from about President's budget plan, is that a naked butt on the back?
Oh, it's the guy that the lieutenant governor was flirting with.
Oh yeah, sorry about that.
It's the guy that the...
I read his paperwork. Sorry about
it.
It
is a naked butt.
It is the guy who the lieutenant governor of Tennessee
yeah,
was flirting with. It's not naked butt.
Show it.
It's not naked butt. He's wearing underwear.
He's wearing underwear.
All right.
It's very tight underwear and kind of
off
the crack.
It's risque, but it's not untoward, so to speak.
It is a close-up of a 20-something's butt.
Okay. The Kardashians' pictures are a lot more risque.
So there's your answer, Robert.
Yes, Robert. I'm sorry.
He was wearing
See,
underwear,
I reuse paper.
And it's safe for Instagram.
It's safe. It's totally safe. Yes, I reuse paper because otherwise it's a waste.
Right.
We're into recycling.
We are into recycling. I apologize if anybody was offended.
I saw the back of it. I knew what it was, but I was also like, oh, it's the one with the underwear.
Yeah, it has. Yeah, he's wearing pants.
Well, people noticed.
Because there are some on his Twitter feed that I did not give you where he is not wearing pants.
Yes. But again, they're sexy, but they're not untoward. I mean, there's stuff on Twitter that I see is way more.
Oh, Twitter.
Twitter's a free-for-all.
Yeah.
Every now and then I'll like click on something that's trending and go, oh no. Oh, my retina, you know.
People that promote their OnlyFans on Twitter all the time.
I'm also very, like, point of order, I'm very noticeable about the fact that there's a camera above me, behind me, because we had some issues back at in the current TV days.
Okay.
With someone looking at something on their computer screen. So I'm very cognizant. When I'm scrolling through my Twitter feed, I'm very cautious because sometimes things will get retweeted.
But you can control the cameras. So.
I literally can only look at my Twitter feed when there is not a camera doing the overhead shot, because I'm always afraid that there will be something retweeted.
Somebody promoting their OnlyFans or something.
Well, it's not even somebody. It's somebody else retweeting something. Uh-huh. It's like, not that.
Right.
I'm very cautious not to follow any of that stuff on my work account.
You have a personal account?
Oh, do you?
Oh, really?
Oh, my. Now, when we're on the break, we will have some chats.
No, it was funny the other day. Somebody said, oh, people have discovered my alt. And I was like, oh, really? Because you're really cute. And I would like to know what that is.
Oh.
Audrey in Illinois, you'd like to explain how trickle-down economics is working?
Oh, sure.
Okay.
It's working exactly as it was designed to work.
Mm-hmm. For?
All the rest of us, because all the rest of us are working people who work hard for our money.
Uh-huh.
We're getting nothing but the crumbs that trickle down from the clutches of what all the greedy people grabbed from us.
Exactly.
You know, all the majority of the benefits of our labor, of our time, of our struggles, are going into the hands of the hyper greedy and hyper powerlessing amongst the super rich.
Right.
And all that's trickling down to the rest of us is the crumbs of whatever their little grubby hands couldn't hold on to.
You're absolutely right.
It's working exactly as it was designed. And I must say, I just tweeted earlier this morning, I found out the hard way, even though I'm not injured, nothing fell on me, but I was bench pressing 60 pounds when you guys were talking about how Representative Goldberg inadvertently promoted teen pregnancy.
Uh-huh.
I was cracking up laughing. God bless
you. Oh, we're sorry.
Are you okay?
You're going to be okay, right? Don't listen to this show in bench pressing.
Yeah, you should not be holding heavy weights above your head when you're watching this show or listening.
Be careful.
God bless you for pointing out how stupid Achieva's thing was.
It's the news. We're just
reporting.
She really did all the heavy lifting for us there.
there we go.
All right. Have a lovely weekend, Audrey. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Audrey.
Okay, so some very good news, but people like Brian Kilmeade and Stuart Varney don't like this. Payroll employment rose by 311,000 jobs. So, hi.
Great jobs report.
Jobs market.
Why does Biden hate unemployed people?
Yeah, it's much higher than the 200,000 that they expected. So, it's probably going to go up even more because they always adjust it up.
Mm-hmm.
Brian Kilmeade tossed to Varney saying, you like this number? To which Varney replied, well, I don't necessarily like it. It's stronger. It's typical of a strong jobs market. If you think we're going into recession, this strong jobs number will talk you out of it. It does not look like we're heading towards a recession. These are very good numbers for President Biden. He'll make the most of them. They're good numbers for Main Street because clearly employers are hiring. There's plenty of jobs out there. Oh, and that was on Fox News.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Aww.
Aww.
Poor Fox viewers.
Fox News gets it right every once in a while.
Well, yeah, this is more straight news, but I mean, I think that's funny that it's on Fox News because that means literally somebody on Fox News said this is good news for Biden.
Right.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's a nice sound clip.
Take it.
That's a nice clip. Yes. I like that clip. It is 19 minutes after the hour. This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show is brought to you by Genucel.
Oh, yeah. Freshly Genuceled myself.
Sherry from Omaha says, I have sensitive skin and am careful about all products. Then my husband bought me Genucel bags and puffiness with its immediate effects and Genucel Deep Firming Serum. Oh, I like that one.
Okay.
That one's really good.
Yeah.
Felt it working immediately. My eyes look amazing. Face feels smooth and diminished appearance of wrinkles. So impressed. And thanks to Genucel and my husband, I take it everywhere. Okay, she's from Nebraska. She loves this stuff, and it's not just Sherry. It's me. It's you guys.
Yep.
Genucel has sold over 1 million products to women and men across this great country. Say goodbye to fine lines, wrinkles, and even those annoying under-eye bags. I hate those. And puffiness from years of endless Zoom calls. And look, you can look 5, 10, and even 15 years younger just in time for warmer weather.
Yep.
Best of all, guaranteed results in as little as 12 hours or your money back. That's a great deal. Go to Genucel.com to see for yourself. With 70% off their most popular pack, that's huge, popular package, including the classic under-eye bags and puffiness treatment, free shipping, and luxury beauty box containing two free gifts with every subscription. Go to Genucel.com/Stephanie. That's Genucel.com/Stephanie.
Makes me sick in a wonderful, wonderful way.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
At Bombas, we make socks, underwear, and T-shirts that feel good and do good. Why do Bombas feel so good? Because they're thoughtfully designed with the softest materials, like premium Pima cotton and thermoregulating merino wool. They're also engineered with comfort innovations, like socks with built-in arch support and shirts with tag-free necklines. They're better basics, high quality enough to wear over and over again. How do Bombas do good? For every comfy item of clothing you purchase, another comfy item is donated to someone experiencing homelessness. It's exceptional comfort that gives back. So far, we've been able to put over 75 million items of clothing into the hands of people who need them, making an impact that's bigger than all of us. That's a whole lot of comfort and a whole lot of good. And it's all thanks to your purchases. Go to bombas.com/Stephanie and use code Stephanie for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Stephanie and use code Stephanie at checkout.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
Ew, it stinks in here.
Passing gas. Is there a right time and a wrong time to do it?
Come on, huh? I'm trying to eat.
When indoors in the company of others, passing gas is not only taboo, it can be deadly.
I'm gagging.
Passing gas releases a plume of toxic vapors like ammonia and hydrogen cyanide.
Oh, you're killing us over here.
Every year, hundreds of infants exposed to passed gas die.
What? I cracked a window?
And just opening a window isn't enough. These deadly fumes can linger in the room for hours after odors have dissipated.
Daddy, you promised you'd smoke outside.
You're right, Pumpkin. Excuse me.
If you smoke, take it outside. Don't pass gas. A message from the American Legacy Foundation and the Ad Council. Get the facts at don'tpassgas.org.
Arr! We be under attack. Man the long knives! Prepare to be boarded.
Arr! Flagship starboard bow!
What? No, not by the enemy flagship.
by garbage. Me beautiful ocean be full of it these days. It flows in from rivers and drain pipes. Many of folk don't know that when they throw trash on the ground, it eventually makes its way into the ocean. How can I enjoy Sail Me Bonnie Seas with all this trash in it? Why, there's soda pop bottles, plastic bags, even stinky leftover takeout. Fire at will, men! Lend us a hand by always recycling and disposing of your trash properly. If you don't, I'll make you walk me plank. Nah, just kidding. Seriously, though, learn more what you can do to keep the oceans healthy at keepoceansclean.org. Brought to you by the Keep Oceans Clean Alliance and the Ad Council.
Steffi.
It is 25 minutes after the hour on the Stephanie Miller Show. I'm sitting in for the lady. She's going to be home this weekend.
Yes.
She will be back on Monday. John Fugelsang is coming up at the bottom of the hour with his beautifulness.
Yes.
323-410-0458 is the number. Michael in the Bronx, how you doing today?
Hey, progressing bit by bit.
You sound better.
I had a call in. Thank you. It's getting there. It's getting there. Before you know, I have my singing voice back. You know, I am about karaoke. But let's take a couple of notes here, and based on what you guys have spoken about. First off, Lauren Boebert and her boasting about her son now becoming a father at a teenage life, and she's becoming a young grandmother. She's pushing for this thing going on to stop LGBTQ and thinking to turn boys into real men and girls into real women. The party that calls themselves Law and Order, guess what, dummies? You are pushing for statutory rape, which is a crime. Hello? Answer that one, Republicans. As far as Donald Trump goes, you know, everyone's focusing on January 6th. Yeah, you got the goods on him, but let's not forget, he's committed so many other crimes that he's under criminal investigation for, coast to coast, before January 6th and thereafter. So I cannot imagine how the hell is it that this guy's walking around and is going to keep walking around being untouchable. To me, that's crap. You know, anybody else will have been handcuffed and put into the cellar and then wait trial already. So, no, let's stop the nonsense. Let's get down to truth and justice.
You know what, Michael? I agree with you that we need to, like, Travis is still sleeping until the indictments start dropping. But like Glenn Kirshner said today, because he's been invited to the grand jury, at least for the Alvin Bragg,
why don't
Stormy
you come
Daniels,
up and see me sometime?
Yeah, the Mae West invite. That tells us that most likely an indictment in New York is coming down. Now, that particular charge that we think may happen, it's only a four-year maximum in prison. But they might be tying it to New York election law, which is a felony. So that could add it. I think that's part of the reason that they took a little longer maybe for this, because this case is relatively easy. They got Michael Cohen going, he told me to do it. So, and he has already served time for this particular crime. But with election law violations, that's a different thing. And I think they're trying to tie it because it was an in-kind contribution for her not to say anything.
Right.
That's basically what it was. So hopefully they'll get the felony indictment from the grand jury. That's what we're hoping for. And I look forward to the meltdown on Troth Central when Mr. Trump is finally indicted by either Alvin Bragg or Fani Willis, because even with the Georgia law that is going to pass, it's still going to, even if it passes in the next couple of weeks, from what I understand from our lawyer in Georgia, she told us that the grand juries, the regular grand juries, they don't have as much time to do investigative stuff, which is why Fani Willis had to get the special grand jury to have them on longer to get a better sense of what happened. So she has all that evidence. She can either just turn that over or have a couple of witnesses and get an indictment before this law is even signed into effect. Go, Fani, go. It is 29 minutes after the hour. John Fugelsang coming up next.
A progressive voice from Beaver Dam to Kenosha. You're listening to a radio station that's part of the Civic Media Network. Find more at civicmedia.us.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. A big night at the Oscars for Everything, Everywhere, All at Once.
Everything, Everywhere.
Harrison Ford with the Best Picture announcement at the 95th Academy Awards. Everything, Everywhere, All at Once, winning the most Oscars, 7, as well as Best Actress for Michelle Yeoh.
And ladies, don't let anybody tell you you are ever past your prime.
It also won Best Supporting Actress for Jamie Lee Curtis, Best Supporting Actor for Ki-Hui Kwan. The only acting award Everything Everywhere didn't win was Best Actor. That went to The Whale's Brendan Fraser.
I'm so grateful to you. Good night.
And no one was slapped. Backstage at the Oscars, Jason Athenson, ABC News, Hollywood.
The U.S. government taking extraordinary steps this weekend to try and avoid a potential banking crisis following the collapse of Silicon Valley Bank last week. The federal government is assuring depositors they'll be able to access all of their money soon. It's also trying to find a buyer for the bank, but those efforts have been unsuccessful so far. At least 8 migrants are dead after 2 boats overturned off the coast of San Diego. This is ABC News.
March 15th.
March 15th.
What's March 15th?
March 15th is the absolute final day to take advantage of up to 50% off on our Civic Media premium weather sponsorships. First, we spread your business message and phone number to our listeners. Then we spread Mother Nature's plans for the next 36 hours. You'll get a 15-second ad every hour followed by your phone number. Don't wait. March 15th is almost here. Log on to civicmedia.us/weather now. That's civicmedia.us/weather.
Go by any construction site in Wisconsin, you're going to see a lot of Michael's trucks. Since 2014, they've had more than $1 billion worth of contracts with the state government.
A large part of those coming with Foxconn without any results in that area.
Do we want a governor who might be giving his brothers the contract? I think he needs to answer that before the election.
We'll just kick that one down the road. We'll cross that bridge when we get to it, but of course, Michael's corporation would get to build that said bridge.
Listen Monday through Friday from 2 to 3. It's Dueling Tangents.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Wasn't reminded of Gene of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
Wasn't reminded of Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Hey, wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. But prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Life doesn't come with a remote control.
Yikes!
So you're on your own with the wasps. You have the power to take control of prediabetes. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
What was the first time that Mr. Musk approached you about writing the Twitter files?
Again, Congresswoman, that would...
I just need a date, sir.
but I can't give it to you, unfortunately, because this is a question of sourcing, and I don't give up. I'm a journalist. I don't reveal my sources.
It's a question of chronology.
No, that's a question
because
of sourcing.
Because you earlier said that someone had sent you through the internet some message about whether or not you would be interested in some information.
Yes, and I referred to that person as a source. Mm-hmm.
So you're not going to tell us when Musk first approached you?
Again, Congressman, asking a journalist to reveal a source.
So then you consider Mr. Musk to be the direct source of all this?
No, now you're trying to get me to say that he is the source. I can't answer your question.
If you're telling me you can't answer because it's your source, well, then that the only logical conclusion is that he is, in fact, your source.
Yeah.
Well,
you're free to conclude that.
Wow.
Yes, yes, yes. Oh, it's a thing of beauty, these hearings. 35 minutes after the hour, 323-410-0458 is the number. And look who we have. Morning, John.
Can I just say Jimmy Carter and Bono have called on the UN to stop the slaughter of Matt Taibbi? Please, someone get involved. The Pope has called for this massacre to end. Please, the remains of Matt Taibbi's career from the House chamber. Thank you.
I know. I used to read him, and I stopped a long time ago because he's just gone off the rails.
I used to book him.
There you go.
Yes. Yes. I think we've had him on this show.
We've had him on. Yeah. I've booked him in the past.
Yes. I've interviewed him many times. I have a lot of respect for him. He has been a great journalist.
Yeah.
And now he's at a point in his life when he decided he needed to get paid.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
That's the whole story. We all have times when we need to get paid. Maybe he has a sexually transmitted parasite. That's what I call children, and you realize, oh my God, it's time for me to go get paid. Sometimes you do things like try out Page Six TV for 6 months and decide this isn't for me. Sometimes you...
I remember that.
Sometimes you become Elon Musk's property.
Exactly.
And pretty much become his personal Xerox machine.
Well, at least he didn't do America's Funniest Home Videos.
Come on, Chris.
America's Funniest Home Videos paid off my girlfriend's student loans.
There you go.
That's worth it. Every dime.
Totally worth it. You got to work with Daisy Fuentes, who is very lovely.
There you go.
Yeah, I already knew Daisy because we were at MTV VH1 together.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, Funny Home Videos is what got me out to L.A. And
okay.
I really did pay off my girlfriend's massive student loan debt with that job. But also, it was only supposed to be like half a season. It wound up being two seasons.
Yeah, I remember.
I don't know what Matt Taibbi thought he was signing up for, but I think he knows exactly what he did.
He was signing up for more than two seasons.
Yeah.
He's got a great career of doing muckraking politics for Donald Trump supporters ahead of him. It'll be wonderful.
Exactly. And Debbie Wasserman Schultz.
She called out the money.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Wiped the floor with the man. Here's what she
said. Before the release of emails in August of last year, you had 661,000 Twitter followers. After the Twitter files, your followers doubled, and now it's three times what it was last August. I imagine your Substack readership, which is a subscription, increased significantly because of the work that you did for Elon Musk. Now, I'm not asking you to put a dollar figure on it, but it's quite obvious that you've profited from the Twitter files. You hit the jackpot on that Vegas slot machine to which you referred.
Ah.
That's true, isn't it?
I've also reinvested.
You've made some. No. Is it true that you have profited since you were the recipient of the Twitter files? You've made money. Yes or no?
I think it's probably a wash, honestly.
No, you have made money that you did not have before, correct?
But I've also spent money that I didn't have.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. Oh, but that was fun to listen to him go, ha, ha, hamana, hamana, hamana.
Hamana, hamana.
I hope Matt enjoys his new friends, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I will always have affection for him in my heart. I'll always have respect for him in my heart. But I can't imagine. He tripled his Twitter followers.
Mm-hmm.
That's either all bots or all MAGAs.
Yeah.
So enjoy your new friends, Matt. And I'm sure they'll appreciate all the work you've done in your career against corporate greed.
He should have said, yeah, it worked for me, and I stand behind what I did. Why didn't
That's
he
what
just...
He should have said,
he should have said that.
I would have just said, hey, it was a gig. I took a gig. But he was trying to have it both ways.
Right.
He doesn't want to be completely cut off from the liberal America that has given him a career.
Right.
At the same time, he didn't want to cut the cord to any potential future earnings from Elmo. He was trying to walk the line the whole time, and that's why he walked out of that place like a pinata.
Exactly. I mean, Connolly, just utter genius. Number six, Chris, if we can. He was so good.
An exchange between Donald Trump, then President of the United States, and Chrissy Teigen, where she, he had called her something, and she called him something back. I won't repeat it.
Yeah.
And this was under oath confirmed. Yeah, that happened. And that the White House shortly thereafter, after Teigen had her email about the president, which was pejorative, that the White House called Twitter to try to take down the content.
Right.
It seems like he's just meandering, right?
Yeah, I certainly heard that in the news. Yes.
Well, but listen.
But did you see that email exchange?
No, I have not seen an exchange from the Trump White House.
So
I have seen one from Congressman Schiff and one from Senator Angus King.
Nice try, he says.
And then he went on to say
this. This is where he drops the hammer.
This is it.
Seven.
Okay. Sorry about that.
In the Twitter files, did Elon Musk or Twitter provide you with that exchange with Chrissy Teigen?
No, but that's probably because the searches that I was making.
Well, probably because it didn't confirm the bias.
Exactly.
That this is all about.
Boom.
The gentleman from Texas would say the left attempting to control content.
Yeah.
When in fact the evidence is the Trump White House most certainly attempted to control content on Twitter.
Yep. Brilliant, brilliant exchange.
Hammer time.
Yeah.
All of this is just stalling, isn't it, Jody? Mm-hmm. All of this is just elaborate misdirects. You know, like the only people, the MAGAs are essentially saying Joe Biden's White House tried to sabotage Donald Trump while it was still Donald Trump's White House in 2020.
Yep.
That's
right.
Their whole argument. Tucker is doing this whole little pageant with all this footage of nothing happening to misdirect from his own text messages.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that Dominion on Tuesday night after night number two of Tucker's Big Nothing show released even more damning text messages. All they're doing right now is stalling and just trying to reframe the narrative, and it only works in the bubble. The Republican Party has finally decided all they need to do is get people who already like them to like them. They have learned nothing from last fall. They've learned nothing from 2020. They're going to keep on marginalizing their party by just existing to provide content for right-wing news.
Right. I mean, listening to Lauren Boebert question a current official with the Biden administration talking about remote work and 25% of the workforce, you know, not wanting to go to the office, and the Biden administration official says, that was the previous administration. I didn't work for them, so I can't comment on that. It's like, really, Lauren? You are that bad at reading?
I mean, these people live in the bubble. They accept this double talk and jive, and then they call me on Sirius XM at night, and they try to think this stuff will fly outside the bubble, and we have to present them with facts and empathy and try not to giggle too hard.
Well, I mean, even, you know, the Dominion dumps with the text messages, MAGAs are like, I don't think this is true. It can't be true. No.
Tucker can't hate Donald Trump.
No, the idea.
Well, but notice, it's a cult of selfishness, right?
Right.
The one thing that unites the Boeberts, Trump, DeSantis, all of them, they're all out for themselves, which means eventually they all turn on each other.
Yeah.
So that's what we're looking forward to. But in any cult of selfishness, you'll notice Donald Trump has not written a Truth Social posting bashing Tucker Carlson.
No, and it's weird.
Tucker Carlson is not commenting on the real things he said about Trump because they both need each other.
Yeah.
Tucker doesn't want to alienate that audience, and Trump doesn't want to alienate Tucker fans. So, again, they believe nothing. They will put up with anyone they hate if it helps their own career. Trump is doing the Tucker exactly what Tucker was doing the Trump.
Yeah, I agree. And Bridget Gabriel, who is really fun to listen to watch
on
Twitter.
Oh, isn't she smart? Boy, she's warmed.
Oy vey. She speculated that the messages were not real writing. I hope this isn't true. I've always really liked Tucker Carlson's show, and we'd hate to think he's been lying to us. Aw, poor Moopy.
As he lies to her.
Eric Bowling was furious.
Yeah.
Eric Bowling was so mad he didn't feel like sending a penis photo to his subordinates.
Yeah, exactly. Kurt Schilling's replied by attributing the appearance of Carlson's disdain for Trump to a robot's interference. He thinks it's AI.
Oh, yeah.
I love it.
Well, he thinks the Confederacy is America, Curt Schilling, so.
Well, there you go. No. And Howard Kurtz is not allowed to talk about it.
Yeah.
And
Howard Kurtz is not allowed.
Not allowed. And that's just, you know, that tells you everything about Fox.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's
it's it. This Dominion thing, I pray that that and Smartmatic, I think, are also suing Fox. And it, I think the grand total of the lawsuits is $4.3 billion, which is not a lot for Rupert Murdoch, but that's a huge hit no matter what. And then I hope that
I mean, we'll see. I'm not convinced that anyone is going to pay any price for this, that anyone will be fired, anyone will pay any money. I mean, maybe it'll happen, but I kind of think the most satisfaction we're going to get out of this is having concrete physical evidence that these people just lied to their audience for years. I think that might be the only reward we get out of this, because I don't know. I mean, I'll settle for the humiliation of mm-hmm. these frauds. I really will, and yeah. I'll buy popcorn for everybody.
Well, and I'm hoping that, that because what Tucker's trying to do with the January 6th footage, that people that are being re-traumatized, that were injured or their family members were killed that day or subsequently killed themselves, they all sue him and
yes.
Fox just for like $5 or $10 million
Tucker,
each.
Alex Jones.
So that's billions of dollars that he would have to potentially pay out. And as rich as Tucker is, he ain't that rich.
I loved reading Tucker, the text and Tucker talking about this audience that I bring to Fox. And it's like, you have that audience because Rupert Murdoch got tired of paying women that Bill O'Reilly abused.
Exactly.
That's why Tucker has that job. Mm-hmm. Because Bill O'Reilly couldn't stop sexually harassing or allegedly physically battering women.
Right.
And that is why, I mean, it's literally abuse of women that gave Tucker his entire gig. And, you know, he might go away. Tucker's been a fraud his entire life. Mm-hmm. Watch his Dancing with the Stars appearance. Watch him pretending to be a real journalist.
Uh-huh.
Tucker Carlson started Daily Caller. Mm-hmm. At the time, he said, to have the intelligent Republican authoritative news source. He wanted Daily Caller to be the New York Times of the right. He said this.
Mm-hmm.
And then he realized the right doesn't want that.
Right.
The right exactly. wants to be lied to. Yeah. They will reward you for lying to them. And Fox is an IV drip of lies for white people.
You are correct.
And so we all know what the Daily Caller is now. And Tucker is a very rich guy, finally.
He is. He's very, very rich.
I'm sorry. He was born rich.
And then he's even richer than he just invested his money.
The Swanson frozen dinners.
Beyond being in the Lucky Sperm Club.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of what you were saying about Tucker, we opened the show yesterday with a clip from 2006.
Yeah.
Of Tucker talking about
integrity.
How there has to be a consistent narrative in the media that provides truth to people, and if you don't, that's how myths and conspiracy theories can arise. Mm-hmm. He literally gave up the game.
Yeah. Tonight on Tucker, we're going to show you 35 hours of 1970s Buffalo Bills games, and there's O.J. Simpson not breaking any laws, not killing anyone. In spite of what you may have heard, O.J. Simpson does not kill anyone in all the hours of Buffalo Bills football footage we've gone through.
Or Hertz commercials.
Yeah.
You know.
That's it. I mean, look at this. It's the Reichstag. I don't see a fire in this footage. There's no Reichstag fire at all. I mean,
look, he didn't kill anybody in the Naked Gun movies either. I mean,
look at the footage from the Titanic. They were playing music on the deck.
They were fine.
Yeah. People were having
good
time.
Look at all this Zapruder footage. Up until this one moment, it's completely peaceful. You know, and all of it was done as an elaborate misdirect,
mm-hmm.
so he would flood the zone, as Steve Bannon says, and there'd be less ink about his text messages.
Mm-hmm. And
that's
it's not
all
working.
It was about. And if you want to see the tell. You know, no one on Fox promoted Tucker's special.
Not a one.
Knows. They sent out that global email saying, please talk up our big exclusive. No other Fox programs promoted what Tucker was doing.
Right.
Think about that this weekend, and it'll get you through the rough times.
It'll get you through daylight savings time being changed, because on Saturday we got to put
our
Fox
right. that
forward.
Hour
that hour that we're going to lose, the time zones, all that stuff. Come on, let's be like Arizona and Hawaii and not change the clocks anymore. I'm just saying. It's so annoying.
That was one of the best things about living in Arizona is not changing the clocks.
And Hawaii is pretty nice, too.
Yeah.
I was in L.A. and Arizona last week. It was great having to change my time zone an hour back and forth every time.
Yeah.
I loved the inconvenience. Can I just give a shout-out also to Representative Stacey Plaskett yesterday? I thought, besides tearing a new one for Jim Jordan, she was great. You know, a lot of people fell in love with her because she was an impeachment manager in
mm-hmm.
Trump's second impeachment trial.
Yeah.
But she is the delegate to the U.S. House of Representatives from the U.S. Virgin Islands.
Yeah. Right.
She doesn't actually have a vote.
Nope.
Right.
She they have taxation with semi-representation.
Right.
And even though she doesn't get a vote on policy, boy, is she doing a great job.
She really is. She really, really is. We could just play three.
Yeah, this is her just kicking off the meeting. She threw it down at the very beginning of the hearing. Yes, you've heard this, John.
Yeah.
Mr. Chairman, as a point of order, it's been my understanding that one of the witnesses has, within the last half an hour, released additional information that the Republicans may, and you as the majority, may have been able to review and have information about. And if that information is, in fact, going to be used at this hearing, I just want the point of order to be recognized that the Democrats have not been able to review or to see any of that information. Will you be using any of the information that has recently been released by... Excuse me? Will you be using any of that information?
We'll be using whatever information that our staff has put together for us to use at this hearing.
And if you've had that information before this hearing began, before today?
We use all information that is given to our staff, and we will use it to make sure we educate
the American people on the information that you have not shared with us?
Wow. Atta girl.
Howard.
Yeah, he is a coward. Oh, my goodness, it's running. I'm getting this from Chris.
So it happens when I'm on the show.
It does.
Thank you.
So what's going on tonight on your show?
Tonight on the show, F. Murray Abraham.
Oh, no.
Good.
No, I'm sorry. That's Monday. F. Murray Abraham joins me on Monday night's show on Sirius XM. Tonight, I've got to go to my calendar and see who my guests are, but I'm sure they're great.
I'm sure they are.
I'm sure they are, too.
I'm sure they are.
Every show of yours is great.
It is. You're fantastic.
Yes.
Lovely to see you,
really
sir.
Really great guest. It's great to see you, Jody. I love when you fill in, and thank you guys so much for everything you do.
And also subscribe to the John Fugelsang podcast.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Subscribe to that. If you liked our recent comp, we just had Natasha Lyonne and
love
Ryan
her.
Johnson. We just had Eugene Levy and Christoph Waltz. Subscribe to our podcast.
You're winning.
Absolutely. You're winning. Hardcore. Have a good weekend, John.
Thanks, John.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
All right. It's late. 51 minutes after the hour. This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show is brought to you by Cozy Earth.
Cozy Earth.
Going to bed at a decent hour doesn't always mean you're going to get enough sleep.
Right.
You're either too hot or too cold. You're just not comfortable. But that changes with Cozy Earth bedding. It's the softest, most luxurious, and responsibly sourced bedding on the planet. Cozy Earth bedding is naturally temperature regulating, so you can sleep great in any weather. And you guess what? You won't be alone, like this 5-star review from Lara. My husband and I are getting the best sleep we've ever had to the point where we don't wake up in the middle of the night because we're so comfortable. I can't wait to buy more colors. Cozy Earth bedding is made from the finest materials, including viscose made from highly sustainable bamboo, and Cozy Earth is the brand that made Oprah's Favorite Things 5 years in a row. Whether it's their luxury sheets, available in 5 awesome colors, loungewear, pajamas, or premium waffle bath towels. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You'll love shopping at Cozy Earth. So hurry. Save 35% on Cozy Earth bedding now. Go to CozyEarth.com, enter the promo code Stephanie, and save 35%. That's CozyEarth.com, promo code Stephanie, CozyEarth.com.
The more you hear it, the funnier it gets.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Explore the mighty Mississippi River with American Cruise Lines. On this amazing journey, you can discover Civil War history, savor Cajun cuisine in New Orleans, and experience the roots of rock and roll in Memphis. Aboard the newest fleet of American River boats, relax on your private balcony as our crew provides the highest level of personalized service. Ready, everybody? Time to cruise. Request your free cruise guide today at AmericanCruiseLines.com. That's AmericanCruiseLines.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581.
Hey, it's Stephanie Miller. Here's what we're talking about. Jeremy in Colorado. Hi, Jer.
I just wanted to say about whether Marjorie Taylor Greene should be addressed in public. When you have someone whose job is to professionally incite violence against marginalized people, why should that person be able to enjoy public
quiet? Well, that's why
quiet?
She was removed from her committees. She suggested Nancy Pelosi right. should be yeah. executed. Find the Stephanie Miller Show every Monday through Friday at 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, right here on Progressive Voices.
COVID-19 has changed how we live and how we feel. We show up differently, worship differently, and have found new ways to express our love and support to family and friends. But now there are vaccines, and they are the first step that lets us get back into the things we miss most, like spreading the word without spreading concern, girls tripping instead of solo sipping, brunching instead of late night munching, and talking smack with a side of mac and cheese. It's okay to have questions about COVID-19 vaccines.
Should I get it?
Should I wait?
Is it safe?
Can I trust it?
What about pre-existing conditions?
Now get the facts. Visit getvaccineanswers.org so you can make an informed decision when COVID-19 vaccines are available to you. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hey parents, it's hard to pick up your kids nowadays without embarrassing them.
Hi, honey.
Not in front of my friends.
Well, kiss the embarrassment goodbye with OMGPS. OMGPS is a state-of-the-art navigation system that tells you exactly how far away you need to park when you pick up your kids.
Keisha at mall. Proceed to outer food court.
But she's not at the food court. She's at the movie theater.
Exactly. OMGPS comes with patented preteen reasoning technology to pinpoint precise pickup locations and minimize embarrassment.
In 100 yards, turn off the oldies music.
Thanks, OMGPS.
OMGPS is not available in stores because it doesn't exist. But that's okay. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Because kids in foster care don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, go to AdoptUsKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Stephanie Miller. Goes for-
It is 57 minutes after the hour. Michelangelo from Denver, hi.
Hello there, gang. How are you doing?
We're good.
I know you're doing fine. Good. Listen, doctor's orders. I have to steer away from politics because of my COVID. I have long-term COVID and everything kind of knocks you out.
Yeah.
But what I wanted to say, I know it's Jody's last day today.
It is.
And Jody, I wanted to tell you on Wednesday, but I didn't get through. I watched the Four Seasons.
Ah.
And your mom was, I had never seen it.
Oh.
Your mom was just absolutely, she was
a
riot. She was, her moments of drama were unbelievable, unreal. And I really think that in that movie, her and Alan Alda actually did get married, and they were a couple.
Yeah. All right. Well, honey, I'm slamming you in a hard break, darling. I hope you can start feeling better, all right? Have a good weekend. Bye-bye.
The Ides of March, the day that Caesar was killed, and it's the final day for you to make a killer deal.
March 15th.
That's right, March 15th is your last day to take advantage of our biggest sale. We're slashing prices on our premium sponsorships up to 50%.
Tie your business message and phone number into our hourly weather forecasts and get results.
But you must hurry.
This spectacular offer ends March 15th. Log on to civicmedia.us/weather now. That's civicmedia.us/weather.
Earl Ingram.
They can't tell you one thing that Ron Johnson has done to support them. I don't understand that. I never will understand it. I know we've got conservative listeners, but I asked them to point to one thing that Ron Johnson has done to make their lives any better, and they can't point to any of it.
Conversations that hit home every day. The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 11 on Civic Media and on the Civic Media. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CB Green Bay.
And always.